Hello and welcome to Property Money Tree's Maximising Property Values, the once a month show where I break down the steps of how to recognise, enhance and then extract the values in property in order to create wealth. Would you like to find out how you can benefit from the steps of maximising property values? This is even if you don't own a property yet or have a deposit. If that's a yes, then you're in the right place to find out. My name is Patricia Ogunfaber, and although many know me for my work as a solicitor, on this show you will be getting the benefit of my 30 plus years worth of experience of maximising property values, experience which has given me a net worth in millions. So who might benefit from listening to this show? Literally anyone with an interest in creating property wealth. Welcome back. Today, I'm recording the 60th episode of my monologue. And so it means that I've been doing this for 5 years. 5 whole years. So next month, it will be the beginning of the 6th year. I honestly don't know where time has gone. It really has flown. And it seems quite coincidental that I'm going to be reading chapter 5 of my book, the book called Be Prepared, Renters' Rights and Residential Landlords in England. So chapter 5, specific landlord duties. Landlords will also be tasked with specific duties that every landlord should become familiar with. Things to note, landlords must not try to let on fixed terms. Try to end a tenancy orally. Serve a false notice of possession, brackets court order, brackets. Serve any notice for the tenant to leave unless it is a prescribed notice, brackets where the wording is set out by law, brackets. Let advertise or market accommodation where they are relying on either ground one, bracket needs the accommodation to live in, brackets, or ground 1A, brackets needs possession to sell the accommodation, brackets. What will be the consequences of non-compliance? If a local authority also believes beyond reasonable doubt that a landlord has done any of the following, it may issue the landlord with a penalty of up to £7,000. A, serves a notice to quit / purported notice of possession on the tenant. B, asks the tenant to leave through any means other than via the statutory procedure using a prescribed form. Or C, serves a prescribed form notice to leave on the tenant but doesn't think he'd get possession order in court, and the tenant leaves within 4 months of the notice being served on them. Brackets, as I said in chapter 4, it is unclear to me at this stage how using discretionary grounds, where by their very nature you are not guaranteed to be granted possession by the courts, will sit with this breach. My views are that relying on a discretionary ground shouldn't trigger the proposed fines / penalties here. Number 2, further penalties can be issued if the contravention continues 28 days after a penalty which has not been appealed was issued, or 28 days after a court upholds the penalty decision if an appeal to the court was made, or if the appeal is abandoned. 3, offences will be committed, the consequences of which can be prosecution with up to unlimited fines or a financial penalty of up to £40,000 if the local housing authority chooses not to prosecute but fine instead, where the landlord, and if the landlord is a company, also its officers or managing members if they caused the offence by action or omission. A, serves a prescribed form notice to leave on the tenant but doesn't think they'd get a possession order in court, or is reckless as to whether they will get one and the tenant leaves within 4 months of the notice being served on them. B, markets or lets accommodation for 21 years or less after relying on grounds 1, needs the accommodation to live in, or 1A needs possession to sell the accommodation within 12 months of the date in the 4-month notice stating from when the landlord may start proceedings in court to regain possession. C, continues the conduct leading to the breach of the law for more than 28 days after a penalty which has not been appealed was issued, or 28 days after a court upholds the penalty decision if an appeal to the court was made, or if the appeal is abandoned, or D, has more than one penalty imposed for a different conduct within 5 years. 4, an offence will also be committed, the consequences of which can be prosecution with up to unlimited fines or a financial penalty of up to £40,000 imposed if the local housing authority chooses not to prosecute but fine instead anyone other than a landlord, and if that person is a company, also its officers or managing members if they cause the offence by action or omission, markets or lets accommodation after a landlord has relied on ground one, needs the accommodation to live in, or ground 1A, needs possession to sell the accommodation within 12 months of the date in the 4-month notice as stating from when the landlord may start proceedings in court to regain possession. This person will be able to raise a reasonable excuse defence. 5. If a local housing authority believes beyond reasonable doubt that a landlord has breached the relevant provisions of the law and has issued the landlord with a penalty that has not been withdrawn or successfully appealed against, tenants and local housing authorities will be able to apply for rent repayment orders of up to 2 years' worth of rent paid where breaches are continuing for A, serving a notice to quit, strict serving a false notice of possession. B, trying to end a tenancy with oral notice. C, serving a notice to quit on a tenant or asking a tenant to leave through any means other than via the statutory procedure using a prescribed form. Or D, serving a prescribed form notice to leave on the tenant while not believing they'd get a possession order in court and the tenant leaves within 4 months of the notice being served on them. 6. Other things to note are that A, business partners can be held jointly and severally liable for infractions. B, company officers or managing members can be equally liable as the offending company if they consented, connived, or were negligent regarding the company's offence. How to mitigate the potential risks. As I do not wish to repeat myself and bore you to drink or death, please read the tips set out in chapter 4 as they should also help to mitigate the consequences here. Next month, I shall read chapter 6, Duty to Give Statement of Terms by Landlord and Any Agent. See you then.